Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last night, I had the chance to speak briefly about the state of pro-life legislation at a fundraising banquet for LaVie Health in Billings. For those who may not know, LaVie is one of many pregnancy care centers across Montana that provide pregnancy testing, counseling, support services, and ultrasounds to women experiencing unplanned pregnancies. Their compassionate care model stands in stark contrast to the one-size-fits-all abortion model promoted by groups like Planned Parenthood. Throughout the evening, we heard real-life testimonies of patients who received serious health care, compassion, concrete support, and ultimately hope when they walked through LaVie's doors. It was a chance for those involved in all fronts of the battle to save the unborn to be reminded that the pro-life community is a big tent with lots of players. In addition to frontline care centers who regularly see women contemplating an abortion, there are groups like 40 Days for Life who pray outside of abortion facilities with amazing results. There are also those involved in March for Life who keep the atrocity of abortion front and center in the public eye. Students for Life and groups like Pro-Life Montana are active across the state. And of course, the Montana Family Foundation and the Alliance Defending Freedom are involved in legislation and litigation. All are important. Everyone has a role to play. And speaking of litigation, my speech last night focused on the 18 pro-life bills signed by Governor Gianforte in the past 4 years, and the fact that 9 of them are now being challenged in court. 4 from the 2021 legislative session, and 5 from the recently concluded 2023 session. Unfortunately, all 9 of these bills have one thing in common. They're all being heard by liberal pro-abortion judges. In 2021, 4 bills landed in the courtroom of Yellowstone County Judge Mike Moses, who was twice appointed to the bench by Governor Steve Bullock, himself an ardent supporter of abortion. These bills collectively banned abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, regulated abortion-inducing drugs, and required those performing abortions to provide women with the option of hearing their child's fetal heartbeat. All of these bills were enjoined by Judge Moses, who then retired in July of this year. The cases have been reassigned and have yet to proceed to trial on their merits. This year, 4 pro-life bills landed in front of Judge Mike Menahan of Helena. Judge Menahan is a former Democrat legislator with a perfect pro-abortion voting record who was endorsed by Planned Parenthood. The 4 bills collectively ban dismemberment abortions, require a test to determine if a fetus has reached viability before performing an abortion, and 2 bills to restrict taxpayer dollars from funding abortions. Judge Menahan enjoined all 4 bills and they're now awaiting trial. A bill to regulate abortion clinics was also challenged and is currently before Judge Chris Abbott of Helena. Judge Abbott enjoined the new law to block enforcement while it goes to trial, and ironically, he's the same judge who's also hearing the case involving parental notification before a minor gets an abortion. That case has been slow walk through the courts for the past 10 years without resolution. Suffice to say, even with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, we're still in a battle, and that battle is likely to continue for years to come. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.